News Bay Area. This is the Morning Edition.
A deadly rampage in the South Bay, leaving people who live here terrorized. I'm Justin Andrews, a live report on the chain of events that led up to this.
And the default averted on Capitol Hill, the last-minute Senate vote to suspend the debt ceiling and the lukewarm reaction from those who supported it. Darren.
June gloom doesn't have a whole lot of conviction this morning. There's a few little clouds out there. We'll track it, but I'll show you how fast it goes away and the warming trend for the weekend. We'll look at that for your part of the Bay coming up.
And there's an injury crash blocking all lanes on a Fairfield freeway. I'll have details on that coming up. Plus, look at your top traffic trouble spots. We are going to get to that breaking news in San Jose in just a moment. But first, a check on our weather and traffic for you on your Friday morning as you head out the door. Check out this beautiful live look at the city right now. And it's nice to actually be able to see part of the city because we've been had so much fog lately. And there you go. A beautiful sunrise right there. There's the sunshine. It's nice to see you. He hasn't made himself present for a little bit.
That's Santa Clara Valley. So we're looking at the view from the hills on the west side. And it looks a little hazy there, mm-hmm. but those weren't clouds. It's clear sky there. And most of us are waking up to clear sky today.
Nice way to get the weekend started.
And it's going to be more of that going into the weekend. Saturday and Sunday is less in the way of marine layer and more in the way of slightly warmer temperatures. The view from Mount Diablo looking out off towards the west, and you can see Walnut Creek there. We'll look at Walnut Creek for the example on this warming trend. It's 53 degrees in Walnut Creek now. We'll first take Friday, and throughout the day today, you're going to go up to 77 for the daytime high today in Walnut Creek. So you're going to go from those mid-50s all the way up to the upper 70s, which is actually pretty much average. Those numbers are kind of where you should be for this time of year, even though you want to grab the jacket to start out the day in the mid-50s. But if you want to see the warming trend, we'll take it from here and play it into Sunday. And the numbers here only go to the low 80s. So it's like 4 or 5 degrees warmer than you are today. But it does fit this theme of a trend. Everybody's going up several more degrees from these numbers. So here's Friday for everybody. You can pick out your part of the Bay. We'll make it to the low 70s for the south, mid-70s for the South Bay. It'll be low 80s for the inland East Bay. There's a 10-degree cool down after the weekend. And Gianna, you and I were talking about this, about a 20% chance of a drop or two of rain for next week. More on that later. For now, how's the drive looking?
Darren, I want to point out it was 10% yesterday that you said.
It was.
It's going in the wrong direction. All right, let's take a look at the roadways right now. I want to start off with this trouble spot in Fairfield. If you are getting ready to make that ride along Highway 12, just a heads up, eastbound 12, all lanes are completely shut down. This is due to an injury crash involving a large truck, a truck carrying a lot of concrete. So it overturned in lanes. It's now blocking all lanes eastbound. This is right around Scally. So they are diverting traffic off the freeway at Walters. No word yet as to when these lanes will open up and things will clear, but they're going to have to clear the crash, the truck, plus all the mess and debris in the roadway. So you've got slow and go conditions in both directions. Stick with alternates. Kind of tough to find a plan B as you head through there, but it certainly is going to be slow for most of the morning along Highway 12 eastbound right at Walters. Amanda.
Gianna, thanks. Developing this morning, there is fear and fright in the South Bay after police say a man went on a deadly rampage across several neighborhoods. Here is what we know so far this morning. In San Jose, two people were run over and killed. A third was injured. Two people were critically injured in separate stabbings, and a third person was stabbed to death in Milpitas. The violent spree started in San Jose's Pepper Tree neighborhood. You can see it all on the map right here on your screen. It ended more than an hour later in Milpitas. The attacks happened at four different locations here. Justin Andrews is live for us all morning long in San Jose, and right now he's at police headquarters. And Justin, police are telling us so far that they believe one man was behind all of this, right?
Yeah, Amanda, one guy, and the number of victims that we know in this so far could possibly change because we know police are investigating to see if this guy is connected to any other crimes that may have happened in the South Bay. Let's get to this video here. This is video of the guy in cuffs. This is as he was sitting on the curb here before he was put into that police cruiser. Here's how he ended up in cuffs, though. Police got called to Coozer Road and Delwood Way in the city's Peppertree neighborhood. This was around 3:11 yesterday afternoon. That's where police say the suspect stabbed someone, leaving them with life-threatening injuries. Police say the victim's car was then stolen and driven roughly 2 miles away to Hillsdale Avenue, where just 20 minutes later, the same suspect carjacked another vehicle, stabbed the driver, drove off in the car, and hit someone in the Target parking lot as he sped off. The second stabbing victim left with life-threatening injuries. The person struck by the car had injuries but were not life-threatening. Well, the crime spree doesn't end there. Police say the suspect and the carjacked vehicle were spotted near East Santa Clara and 16th Streets, where the suspect appeared to intentionally hit two people. Both died. Less than an hour and a half after all of this unfolded, Milpitas police were called to a stabbing in the parking lot of the Smart and Final store on Jaclyn Road. The victim died. Not long after, police arrested that suspect.
We're still investigating to see if there are additional crimes that have occurred that we're not aware of. So if anybody has more information about incidents that involve violent felonies that occurred during this afternoon time period here in San Jose or other neighboring jurisdictions, we want to know about those.
Now, right now, police don't have a motive in any of this, but one thing that is pretty scary for people, they say this crime spree has literally had them shaken. You're going to hear from one person coming up at the next half hour. I'll send it back to you.
Justin, obviously a very shocking moment for so many people in that community. We will continue to follow this. Let's take a look now at our top stories. With just days to spare, the U.S. Senate passed the debt limit bill. So now that measure is going to go to the president's desk for a signature. The bill will suspend the debt limit through next year and imposes new spending caps. Lawmakers, they scrambled to get this legislation through to avoid a serious government default. President Biden is scheduled to talk more about the bill today at 4 p.m. Speaking of the president and the White House are saying he's okay. After the president took a fall on stage, he was speaking at a graduation ceremony at the U.S. Air Force Academy when he tripped over a sandbag on the stage yesterday. The president was quickly helped up and the ceremony went on. Definitely not an easy one to watch, though. Afterwards, he appeared to be okay and in good spirits. Let's look at your top stories.